This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
All right, 3 o'clock. Good to have you aboard. Nice to hear from Rieger there. Rico's disgusted. I have some audio for you.
No, I was going to ask David.
What's up?
Real quick before we get into that, this will make your podcast partner happy. Looks like Jim McElwain is retiring at Central Michigan. This is according to Dennis Dodd.
Yeah, hand him the POS award, bum. Go back to your barn and have another cocktail, you loser. Acting like he didn't know Stallions was on his sideline, you hayseed idiot. They never, you know, if CMU had a dignified bone in their body, they wouldn't have given him the option to retire. They would have fired him out of a space cannon.
I've never seen an investigation that takes this long when the guy has actually admitted it was him.
Just, that school's a piece of garbage.
I told Cookies it should be a parking lot.
And if your guy has got a spine that's made of anything other than Jell-O, you never play CMU in any sport ever again.
He's already said as much.
Done. No more. I'll play every other Mac school. They're done.
Either that or you know what? You can come. We're not paying you. You get no dime. And you know what?
Please.
Yeah, it'll be like Kirby. Take this BTA.
And don't get AO, Michigan fans. Notice, I ain't coming at you. That's something that guy allowed. I don't care it was your guy. I don't blame you. That's on them.
And then you covered it up. Yeah, what? Was he? I don't really recall.
Retire.
That could be.
What nonsense. See, now I'm upset. And I don't even want to do the topic I was doing. Damn you. Why wasn't that in the update?
Because I'm better than the update.
Well, okay. Wow. And Luke Sloan's spine. Dead. We have other audio I want to play. And this is important. I didn't react to this. Rico didn't react to this. But man alive, every other show on this station, people were going banana land about this. They were upset. And I look at this and I'm going, all right, well, that's just a clown statement. And all right, F around and find out, I guess. So this comes from Hans Gruber's love child, Nick Wright. Wait, it looks like if Hans Gruber from Die Hard had a kid, it'd be Nick Wright. The point is, Nick Wright, who is a Kansas City guy, who is a Kansas City Chiefs superfan, slandered the Detroit Lions. I don't react to it. I know the Lions are the best team in the league. I know deep down Nick Wright would be in the fetal position, terrified of playing this team. Because again, while his god of a quarterback can't throw for 200 yards, our civilian of a quarterback has largely been an MVP candidate. But take a listen to what Nick Wright had to say, and then we're going to discuss why we're not reacting to it, really. Go ahead. Now, I don't react to it. I hear stupid stuff all the time. Hell, I say stupid things every now and again. The point is, you, the Lions fan, on the midday show and on the morning show, bent out of shape. So Rico has a question for you. I'm not taking credit for the question. It's not mine. Rico asked it, and I went, well, I guess that's the topic. So, Rico, please, ask the question exactly the way you said it on the phone to me earlier.
For Lions fans, why do you care? Why does it matter what anybody says about you? Why are you so insecure? You're the best team in football, and Nick Wright says something bad about you, and some people got upset. Why do you let this bother you? Aren't you past this by now? Aren't you better than this? This shouldn't affect you at all, period.
One note, the one thing I would say to this, and again, if you talk 20 hours a week and you don't say something stupid, well, you never said anything at all. If you're going to go with the civilian guy take, you know what defines civilian right now? Pat Mahomes. 15 touchdowns, 11 picks, a QBR of 67. Sorry, dude. Not the hill you want to die on when you've had to turn your quarterback into a check down Charlie. And you've had to lean on the dead body of Kareem Hunt to reignite your offense. I don't know if that's the hill I want to die on. And when you distill it down that somehow the Lions can't do X, Y, and Z because of Jared Goff, I think you're kind of cheapening the product they've built, dominating the line of scrimmage on both fronts, having a top five defense right now, and having an offense that you can take away one guy, it's the other guy that kills you. I look, dumb take, no big deal. I move along. We're winning the Super Bowl. But why do you allow people like Nick Wright to get you unnerved? When will you just be able to brush it off? Because you should be self-assured. You know your team's good. Who cares what this guy's got to say? Mm-hmm. I don't know. David? What?
No, he's wrong. He's dead wrong here. And Lions fans, you're right, Rico. They shouldn't matter. You shouldn't be looking for the love. Just be you. Just go out there. It's like I tell my kids. If somebody was to say something to them at school, and I'm like, okay, well, do you believe it's true? No? Okay, well, then ignore it. Yeah. Why are you using your energy and your time on this guy?
Why are you so insecure? And David, look, I've said this about my team and the Spartan fan base for years. And I've said MSU is the most insecure fan base. Oh, I've said it, Mike. And it's like, because each and every time somebody says something, oh, chip on the shoulder. D'Antonio used that, and he mastered it. Oh, you know, we've been disrespected again, chip on the shoulder. After a while, it's, who cares? Go beat them. You're better than them. Prove them wrong. Shut them up. Keep them quiet. Next game. Lions fans, you're doing the takeover. You're winning games. You're destroying teams. Why does it matter to you? Why do you let stuff like this still upset you? Unless you believe there's some truth in there. Unless you believe maybe he's on to something.
No, it is the same.
Because other than that, I don't get it.
It is the same fan base that had a large portion of it. Not a majority, but a large portion of it were pimping that Hendon Hooker stuff. Didn't want to pay Goff his money. Now, you don't hear any of those people now, rightfully so. But I don't know. I'll leave it to them to make the argument. Nothing anybody really says about the Lions bugs me. I don't really care. The data speaks.
Yeah. Oh, they're too mean. Who cares? Oh, they run up the score. Who cares? Oh, they have no class. Who cares? Go beat them.
By the way, while you were doing that, I had a little article up here in front of me. Mm-hmm. Navy just dropped their uniforms for the Army game. Mm-hmm. Oh, baby. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. This might be the best uniform game of the year.
Well, each year, each team, I'll give them credit.
I'm just telling you.
They try to outdo the previous year. I like the fact when Navy all had the different helmets.
Wait till you see these. Okay. These are nice. 248-539-9797.
A touchdown. An actual passing touchdown.
Well, Navy's been kind of a car wreck the last 3 weeks, and now Horvath is hurt. Don't worry about it. Keep slandering the best and brightest. You're a real good American.
Just curious.
You're a POS.
Just curious.
You and McElwain, you should go live in a barn together.
These are awesome. Oh, yeah. This helmet, oh, my goodness.
You compare that with Army, it's pretty good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, no, that, I'll give them credit. Like, when they do the drops, both schools represent.
Oh, yeah. You'll like these. They're excellent.
And I'll be glued to the game for like 30 seconds.
Dude, you're just terrible. 248-539-9797. The Nick Wright comment. Just a civilian at quarterback. Why does that upset you? Versus, who cares what this goofball's got to say? You know what you watch every Sunday. You know what this team has been now for well over a year. You know what? My response to Nick Wright, bring the Chiefs. Yeah. Bring on that aging relic. I would pray to God we play the Chiefs in a Super Bowl. I beg of you. Because of Baltimore and of the Bills, of the AFC elite, I think there is a massive gap between Bills and Ravens and Chiefs. And Mahomes is special, but he ain't special this year. And that team's not special, and that offense ain't special. Pardon me if I'm not all bricked up seeing 163 passing yards at Buffalo, Nicholas.
Yeah. We've gotten long past the part of, well, you know, I don't know if they can sustain this. They have. You should, as a Lion fan, you should be brushing this off, whatever. Say what you want. Spell my name right. Plain and simple.